Welcome to the Daily Tour, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. This almost daily summary of the 2007 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is sponsored by Fredcast Tours. Fredcast Tours is the perfect companion to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and this daily Tour de France summary. Come along with us, take in the scenery, taste the local delicacies, become steeped in the cultures, but most of all, enjoy the ride. Visit www.fredcasttours.com for more information. And now, today's daily tour brought to you by the Fredcast. Today's Sunday, July the 22nd, 2007. It's time for stage 14 of the 2007 Tour de France. Now, before we get into today's stage, let's look at where we were with the standings heading into today's race. In the yellow jersey still, Michael Rasmussen from Denmark. In the green jersey, it's Tom Bonin from Quickstep and Belgium. In the white jersey, Alberto Contador from Team Discovery. He's from Russia. And finally, in the polka dot jersey from Denmark, it is Michael Rasmussen. But because he's wearing the yellow, second place Juan Soler from Team Barlow World is wearing the polka dot jersey. Now, today's stage, no Sunday ride around the block. No, today we go from Mazamet to Plateau de Bay, 197 kilometers, two intermediate sprints, one Category 2 climb, but two beyond Category climbs, including that mountaintop finish at Plateau de Bay. Now, prior to today's race, one withdrawal to talk about, and that's Francisco Ventoso from Sonier Duval. As I told you yesterday, today's stage 14 was going to be a very difficult one with nearly a double metric century and that category two and two beyond category climbs. By the time the day was over, it was clear that this stage was definitely the one that separated the winners from the chasers. The day started off normal enough with the typical attacks, counterattacks, catches, etc. But on the first climb of the day, just 9 kilometers into the stage, the points went to David De La Fuente, Juan Mauricio Soler, Yaroslav Popovich, Juan Manuel Garate, and Gorka Verdugo. Now, with these points in his jersey pocket, Soler moved even with Rasmussen for the lead in the chase for the final polka dot jersey in Paris. And despite starting in second place in the King of the Mountains points today, as I mentioned earlier, Soler wore the polka dot jersey, as he has for the past couple of days since Rasmussen's wearing the yellow jersey as the leader in the general classification. After yesterday's stage, Rasmussen said that he planned to be aggressive in his defense of the yellow jersey today. And he displayed that aggressiveness on the descent following the first climb when he attacked the peloton and briefly broke away. He would continue this style of riding all the way to the finish at the summit of the Plateau de Bay, and he deserves kudos for his defense of the yellow jersey. Now, at 20 kilometers into the stage, Ruben Perez from Euskaltel attacked the Rasmussen group, and he was soon joined by his teammate, Amets Chiruka. Both of them are from Euskaltel. Joining them on this break, Jose Gutierrez from Kas de Parña, Alexander Kuczynski from Liquigas, Carlos Barreto from Quickstep, and Antonio Colom from Liquigas also. Now, this group stayed out and away for a long time today, at one point extending their lead beyond 11 minutes. At 46.5 kilometers into the stage was the first intermediate sprint, and here points were taken by Kuczynski, Perez, and Gutierrez, going 1-2-3 respectively. At 91.5 kilometers into the race was the second and final intermediate sprint. Here, first place went to Barreto, second Kuczynski, and third to Gutierrez. Now, a short 2.5 kilometers later, the riders went through the feed zone. There they got to fill their tanks and prepare for the first of the two beyond category climbs. The first climb today was a climb of nearly 10.5 miles with an average grade of 7.2% and a summit at 6,500 feet. As they began the climb, the brakes lead had diminished to under 7 minutes. Sonier Duval and Rabobank had set a blistering pace up to this point and including up the hill, and they quickly shed a number of high profile riders off the back of the peloton, including sprinters like Tom Bonin, Tor Husovd, Stegemans, and others. And this is exactly what we talked about a few days ago. This, we get into the mountains, and this is where the sprinters, they just can't hang with the peloton. And to them, the most important thing is making sure that they don't lose sprinting points and making sure that they don't arrive after the time cutoff for the day. This was when Phil and Paul began calling this group the Autobus. This was just going to be a bus that was going to slowly make its way in first gear up that mountain to get to the descent and then up the next mountain and make it to the finish. Now, near the beginning of the climb, Alexander Kuczynski sat up and he let the peloton catch him, eventually swallowing him up, leaving only Gutierrez, Perez, and Chiruca, as well as Barreto and Colom, in the break. In the later stages of the climb, Alexander Vinokourov could be seen heading for the doctor's car. At first, I wasn't sure whether or not this was just a feint, whether this was his way of feigning some injury or just feeling winded. But in the end, his teammates asked him if he was okay, and he shook his head. Soon, he was very much off the back. He obviously used everything he had in his tank yesterday just to win the individual time trial. By the end of the day, Vino finished 81st, 34-plus minutes behind today's stage winner. He's now sitting in 30th place overall in the general classification, and it seems clear that he is well out of contention for the yellow jersey in Paris. Nevertheless, he has my respect. I tip my hat to him. He has fought a very valiant battle, and simply the fact that he didn't abandon today shows the mettle of this man. So congratulations to Vinokourov. I think he's really run an amazing race when you consider the troubles that he and some of his teammates have gone through this year. Now, over the top of the climb, the points went to Perez, Chiruca, Colom, Gutierrez, Barreto, and Soler, all of whom were in the break, and Rasmussen surged ahead of his group to gain 7th place points. Now, despite doing that, at this point, Soler was still on the road, the leader in the King of the Mountains points, a couple of points separating him from now 2nd place on the road, Michael Rasmussen, for that polka dot jersey. On the descent, there were two groups on whom everyone's eyes were locked. There was the breakaway of the 5 riders we've talked about, including 3 Spaniards, all of whom seemed buoyed by all of the Spanish fans lining the course. The second group was the one that included the yellow jersey and a host of other general classification contenders. Obviously, here was Michael Rasmussen. Included with him, Cadel Evans, Levi Leipheimer, Alberto Contador, Andreas Klöden, Carlos Sastre, and Alejandro Valverde. Pretty soon, they were joined by Hincapie and Popovic. As a matter of fact, you could hear Johan Brunel on the race radio telling Levi that Popovic was on his way and he was bringing water for him. Now, once Hincapie and Popovic got there, they alternated the pacemaking. Hincapie blisteringly leading this group through the race course. By the time they got to the next and final climb, which is the Plateau de Bay, which is 10 miles long, has an average gradient of 7.9%, and a summit of 5,800 feet, it was clear that Discovery was bent on controlling this group and getting their riders, specifically getting Contador as close as possible to the stage victory. Pretty soon, the majority of the break had fallen away, leaving only Colom as the lone rider ahead of the Rasmussen group. And that group was bound on attacking and attacking and attacking itself again and again. And pretty soon, it led to the formation of 2 groups out of that one. One had Contador, Evans, and Rasmussen, and the other had Leipheimer, Sastre, and Soler. Now, the others from the original group were shed out the back on earlier portions of the climb. Now, all the way up the climb, Soler continued to try to attack, trying to gain an advantage over Rasmussen and gain legitimate ownership over the polka dot jersey at the end of the day. But Rasmussen was staying with Contador and vice versa, and Soler just couldn't make it. Soon, it was just Rasmussen and Contador riding together, although they were not cooperating with each other. They were each trying to win the stage. And mostly it was Rasmussen looking very upset because Contador wanted to win the stage and tried to conserve his energy. So he was content letting Rasmussen do all of the heavy lifting. Rasmussen, on the other hand, was not happy, and you could see him gesturing and trying to speak to Contador about this to try to get him to actually work and help get Rasmussen up the hill as well. Didn't work. Contador stayed on Rasmussen's wheel, and about 100 meters before the line, Contador surged past Rasmussen to take the stage victory, followed closely, of course, by the yellow jersey. In the end of the day, first place went to Alberto Contador, second, Michael Rasmussen, third, Juan Mauricio Soler, fourth, to Levi Leipheimer, fifth, Carlos Sastre, sixth, Andreas Klöden, seventh, Cadel Evans, eighth, Antonio Colom, ninth, to Andrei Kozetskin, and tenth, went to Yaroslav Popovich. For what it's worth, Vinokourov wasn't the only one having trouble today. In fact, out of over 160 riders in the race today, only 35 finished within 10 minutes of Contador and Rasmussen. So that should give you an idea of just how tough today's stage was. Now, at the end of the day, Levi Leipheimer said, quote, Plateau de Bay is a real killer. It was a great day for the team, and Alberto is phenomenal. Can't argue with that. And then Michael Rasmussen was quoted as saying, quote, this was probably the most difficult climb and difficult stage finish of the entire race. We've been up here several times before. The likes of Pantani and Armstrong, they have won here before. It would have been nice to get one's name on that list. I didn't succeed in that, but I'm still happy with the outcome of the day. So here are the standings at the end of Stage 14 of the 2007 Tour de France. In the yellow jersey, it's Michael Rasmussen from Denmark. Sitting in second place in the general classification, now Alberto Contador, having displaced Cadel Evans, who's now sitting in third place. Contador is 2 minutes, 23 seconds back. Cadel Evans is 3 minutes and 4 seconds back. In fourth is Levi Leipheimer, 4 minutes, 29 seconds back. In fifth, Andreas Klöden, 4 minutes, 38 seconds back. In sixth, Carlos Sastre, 5 minutes, 50 seconds back. In seventh, Andrei Kozetskin, 6 minutes and 58 seconds back. In eighth, Mikel Astroloza, 8 minutes and 25 seconds back. In ninth, Alejandro Valverde, 9 minutes, 45 seconds back. And rounding out the top 10, Yaroslav Popovich, 10 minutes and 55 seconds back. No change in the green jersey points after today. Tom Bonin still comfortably wearing his green jersey with 195 points, and I think he'll be comfortable in that until we hit some of the flatter stages once we get out of the Pyrenees. In the white jersey, no doubt about it, Alberto Contador from Team Discovery. And in the polka dot, Michael Rasmussen is still the legitimate owner of the polka dot jersey, but Juan Soler, who's sitting just 2 points behind him at this point, will be wearing it yet again tomorrow as Michael Rasmussen wears his yellow jersey going into tomorrow's Stage 15. Now, tomorrow's Stage 15 will take the riders from Foix to Ludonvier, and that is 196 kilometers. There's two intermediate sprints, one Category 2 climb, two Category 2 climbs, and one beyond category climb. Now, after Monday's Stage 15, Tuesday is a rest day. I think the riders, as well as the commentators, will be looking forward to that rest day. We'll see you tomorrow. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com or send a voicemail to area code 206-203-FRED. Be sure to follow the frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is DailyTour. There's no space between daily and tour. And you can sign up for these updates at twitter.com. That's TWITTER.com. And please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com. I'll see you all again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by The Fredcast and Fredcast Tours. Thanks for listening.